Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Good evening, and thank you for taking the time to join us on At Home with Victoria. I am Victoria Gaither, your television personality, journalist, and TV host. And a little bit later on in the show, producer and entertainment co-host Michael Kay will join in on the conversation. So our conversation tonight that we're going to talk about and also talk to on the air is also a radio host. And his name is David Beck. Now, David is originally from Chicago, and his title is a intuitive life coach. Michael Kay talks so much about David, so I'm just excited that he is here with us tonight on the air. And David's going to talk a little bit about his latest book, Conversations on Success, and he's also going to talk about, you know, I guess sort of positive things that all of us can do in our lives, because, of course, life in itself is very difficult. So anyone that can come on and give us pointers and talk about how we can be positive in our lives, I'm certainly all for that. So with that said, David Beck is going to join the conversation. David, thank you so much for being here tonight.
Thank you so much for having us, Victoria. It's an honor to be here. Yay!
Yay, you're here. Well, I certainly wanted to say before we start the conversation, just to thank David, all of our listeners that we have out there listening to At Home with Victoria, especially our regular crew that listens, and also for any of you that are new to the show. I certainly want to take the opportunity again. Thank you so much for being here. And also Linda, who is producing in the chat room, as well as those of you that are joining us inside the chat room. So, David, I always like to start off my first conversation. I think that's my background as a journalist, to kind of talk a little bit about your background. Now, when did you realize that a life coach was something that you had a talent in, and that you decided, hey, I think I can really do this and help people?
Are you there? Oh, hello?
Yeah, we're listening, David.
Oh, okay. It cut out a little bit. I was like, uh-oh. It actually, I was one of those teenagers, children that my friends would come to me, and always I was the shoulder that people would come to. I was the one that people would come to ask advice, and I just, it was because of what I went through growing up and things of that nature. And then I would have, it was later in my late 20s, a friend of mine was like, you should be a life coach. And I was actually doing her cards, and the way I was reading the tarot cards and giving messages, I guess, was very similar to her. And so she blurted that out. And then a TV show happened to air, and it was called Starting Over, and there were two life coaches on there. And the first season was filmed in Chicago, and my intuition had told me about her one day. Like, I literally heard I would work. You're going to work with her one day. And
right.
I think the next day I received a newsletter from the coaching institute, and and I was like, okay, there's a sign. And so
right.
I started taking calls, you know, doing a little bit of that work, reading her book and things of that nature. And a year later, I went through the coaching program, and there you have it. The rest is history.
The rest is history, right. You know, it's always interesting, because Michael Kay and I talk about this, and whenever I do an interview, a lot of times I don't like to, you know, I certainly like to prepare for the interview, but there's a part of me that I don't like to prepare too much, because like everyone else listening, I'm always interested in trying to learn something new, so I like the flow of not knowing every single thing about the person. But I say that to say, as we were about to go on air, I had the television on, and Rosie O'Donnell was on there. And I don't know if you've seen this show. It's called Family Secrets. But, and there's another show that talks about celebrities and their backgrounds. So it was interesting because Rosie goes on the show and she talks about her background and all these family secrets, but it was interesting, and the point that I'm making to get around to you is that during that conversation, she had was talking about that there's this sort of thirst out there in the world today for people to not only connect with their past family members and sort of get a chance to know, you know, who their great-great-great-grandmother was, but it sort of releases this sort of, I guess what she calls it, inner light that enabled her in her life right now to move forward. So I kind of was listening to her before I was about to go on the air with you, and I kind of thought about that. And I thought about that in respect to what you do, because a lot of, I'm sure, what you do is, you know, to try to talk to people about sort of connecting into that positive energy, to bring that positive energy into your life, but also to release some of that bad energy in your life as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's fascinating because how I look, what I do is I help people embrace the gift they are. Every single one of us on this planet is a gift, and really it's about coming to a place of accepting that we all are light. And so it's about accepting our gift, the gift that we are, and accepting one another as a gift, and really loving ourselves. And you talk about family secrets, and as a child, I basically was forced to keep secrets with what was going on and things of that nature. And throughout my life, I carried that. And even still to this day, I'm working through that. There's a lot of healing, working on my next book, and it's very cathartic. There's a lot of healing, and it's all about forgiveness, and that's what I help my clients embrace, is forgiving the past, because the past is the past, yet all of that was a gift, because here we are in the success that we are today. We're here, we're alive, we're living, we're loving, we can connect, we have the opportunity to connect with one another. We have the opportunity to be all that we can be. And heck, why not? I mean, that's what it's about, living in the now. So.
Exactly. Yeah, and that was one thing, this quick snippet of the interview that I saw that Rosie was talking about, that she, in her life, had to keep these sort of quote-unquote family secrets, and those were secrets that she also took into her adult life. And she said that, you know, she just got to a point, I guess, the show approached her and said, hey, are you interested in doing this? That she felt that was a time in her life where she needed to sort of tackle that. But she said, more importantly, that she felt like that there was always a part of her life where she was living in the dark, and that, you know, she was able to come out about her sexuality and live the life that she wanted to live that way, but those family secrets always kind of, you know, just always kind of weighed heavily on her. And she said that she sort of, you know, she feels so much better as a result of going through this process. And I think the show is going to be coming on in the next couple of weeks. But she says that she just felt a tremendous amount of energy and light that came after she was able to release that. And that was something that I never thought about, you know, sort of unconsciously. A lot of people do have to sort of carry these family secrets, you know, even as a kid, that's placed upon us as burdens that, you know, we had no say in even wanting to keep a family secret, so to speak.
Exactly. I mean, really, it boils down to fear. You know, growing up, every child just wants to be loved. Every child just wants the approval of their parents. And when we don't get that, and speaking from experience, when we don't get that, we go through life yearning for that, searching for that. And I was a child that really wasn't taught boundaries. I was an adult child, so I didn't learn, I didn't experience a childhood. So now in my adult years, I see things very innocent-like, and I see the innocence in everybody, and that can also be a little bit detrimental. And
yeah,
that's where my
sure
intuition comes in, and yeah.
I'm certainly sure it can be. Just a quick note for those of you that are just joining the conversation at home with Victoria, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to be here. And the lovely young man that you are listening to, who's our guest on the show tonight, is intuitive life coach David Beck, and David also is a radio host himself, but again, he's here, you know, just to kind of talk about life in general and a little bit about what he does, and also he is the author of a latest book called Conversations on Success. And David, you know, I imagine, too, that people like you are probably in sort of high demand today, because I sort of feel like in the world, especially in the United States, we're all sort of stuck on ourselves to a certain degree, and all of us want to be successful. Everybody sort of wants to have their own show. Everybody sort of wants to be out there in the limelight. So I imagine, you know, your information that you have to provide for people is probably very valuable right now in this world.
It is, actually. It is in the aspects of, you know, actually, someone had just told me the other day, and I didn't look at myself this way, but she's like, you know, it's not even that you're really a life coach, you're a mentor. You guide people and show people. And I'm like, well, okay, if that's what I am for you, all right. Mm-hmm. And yet it really is just about my grandmother always used to tell me growing up that I was the picture, and I was in the picture frame. I couldn't see my own picture frame because I was in it. So to be able to have somebody there to guide you, to mirror back to you, to repeat back to you what they are hearing you say, things of that nature, it is such a great gift that we can give ourselves. We all need everybody, I invite, you know, and recommend and encourage to get support, to get that coach, that buddy to help them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I agree, and I certainly say this at least all the time. You know, the world itself, just your day-to-day activities, whether it's at work or home or vacation or whatever have you, the world itself is a very difficult place. So I do think it's important that you have somebody there, you know, to encourage you or to say, hey, you can do this, or to, you know, give you some type of guidance or some type of wisdom. Let's switch a little bit of the conversation and talk about the book, Conversations on Success. How long did it take you to write that, and did all of it just completely come to you and you were able to just get it on paper?
Well, it's like my pretty book. The publisher had come to me and said, we really like what you talk about. We love that you're a dancer. And it turned out it was an interview type thing, yet I ended up writing it before the interview, and then they transcribed it, whatever. But I wrote it all before. And really it was just everything that I was living by. And in the book I talk about, you know, how we get to define our own words. No one can define them for ourselves. That's one of the things that I learned going through coaching school. And yet, you know, when it comes to success, it's, okay, we all are successful. Every single one of us, if you're here, you're successful. The question becomes, right, are you being successful in fear of freedom? And really, it's all about, you know, success, just show up. Just be willing to show up in what it is you love to do, what it is you want to do. And yeah, I go through the book, and in the book I talk about what I call the gifts, the keys of evolution, and I break that down. And one of them is the energy that we show up in, the energy of our passion, the expectations of what it is we want, yet also not being silent about those expectations, being willing to speak them. So, yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Wow, interesting stuff. Again, if you're joining us, Intuitive Life Coach David Beck is who we are talking to. He's originally from Chicago and also a radio host himself, and we are just very happy to have him this night on with Victoria. We're going to get into a little bit more of the different types of readings that Dave actually does. An entertainment book with Michael Kay gets on the air himself. But I know if you are inside the chat room, our producer Linda has all the links where you're able to find David if you are interested in speaking to him one-on-one about your situation or your life. I'm sure he would be more than willing and happy to do that for you. But with that said, we're going to go ahead and bring producer and entertainment co-host Michael Kay on the telephone, because Michael again, David raves about you and always has wonderful things to say about you. And he kept saying, oh, I've got to get David on the show. I've got to get him on At Home with Victoria because I want all of our listeners and our fans to be able to know exactly who she is. Because she's just such a wonderful person out there, really trying to do great things. So we'll see if Michael K. is on the line with us. Michael, are you with us?
I'm certainly with you, and good evening to all the listeners. Hi, David. How are you? You're sounding fantastic.
Thank you, Michael. I'm fantabulous. How are you?
Never better. I just want to make a quick mention about the static problem that you're hearing.
Yeah.
Actually, it's not just you. It's not just your computer, but they're working anxiously to go ahead and fix it just to make sure no one leaves us for that purpose. But, David, we had a conversation earlier today, and I would like to go ahead and just clear up a couple things. A lot of people, due to upbringing and stuff, are very afraid of having, not afraid, but their faith doesn't allow or afford them to have the pleasure of experiencing an intuitive life coach or a medium, so to speak. And I know you work a lot with tools that you call like runes and tarot cards and that sort of thing. Speak to the fact that it's not hocus pocus, it's not witchcraft, it's nothing like that. It's basically internal life force energy that we're dealing with.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
How do you go ahead and actually feel the reading over the telephone? That's what I found very... I had a reading with... Both Steve and I had a reading with David, mm-hmm. Victoria, and it was very funny. It was interesting to find how you can feel someone's energy so strongly over the telephone line.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, one of my, I'll say my biggest compliments with people that know me is my energy. My energy then is able to tap into other people's energy, and with the tools that I have now of knowing fear, I then as well tap into the emotional fear. But yet with tarot cards and runes and my angel cards, and I've done those metaphysical practices since I was a teenager. The metaphysical practices, I'm grateful to say, are in both my bloodline. So I grew up around it. Yet I started, I mean, my grandmother started teaching me with just a regular deck of cards, playing rummy, and then, you know, you have, you put all the black cards in one pile and all the red in one, and, you know, you ask a question and they can, you know, yes or no. And that's how I really started the practice of it, and it was really just to help me, for myself, deal with what was going on, and also to help the vision, the keeping my optimistic self alive, because what was going on, being an abused child and beat down, I really, all hope was being crushed. And so it was a way for me to connect to spirit and to connect to myself and to get that divine guidance. And then I just started reading for friends and things of that nature, and it just always blew us all away at how what was being said. They were like, oh my gosh, you know, and here we're teenagers and then into early adults. And then when I went to life coaching school and I saw the similarity. And so then I utilize those tools to support my clients.
Mm-hmm.
And love it.
Yeah, and you're very good
and
at
David,
it, too.
And, David, you know, it must be one thing that I love when I have the opportunity to interview different people in terms of people like yourself who do work to actually help others. One thing that I always had, a feeling and sense of it, and I know that my state does, it must be wonderful to do work and you really feel like you're actually helping somebody, to not only help them, but to help them along in their life, sort of promote some type of good spoken energy in them as well.
It is, and yet, let me say this, I don't do the work for them. You know, we all have the choice. I can read and I can. I really don't like to say predict, and yet it happens. Yet we have the choice of creating what it is we want. Yet when I see and when I feel and when I hear the work that my clients are doing and how they really practice the metaphysical principles and the spiritual principles, and their life starts changing, and they really, I mean, when someone can really say, you know what, I love myself, and I love this person, when they used to say, I can't stand this person, or when they used to say, I hate my mother and father for what they did to me, and then when they can turn around and say, wow, it really was a gift, and I love them. It's very humbling, and it just... It inspires me to keep continuing doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, David, let's go a little bit to evolutionthenextlevel.com, which you can people can actually go ahead and find you on there, and talk a little bit about the packages that you offer. I'm looking at it right now, and you have the oracle readings, the rune readings. Tell us a little bit actually what a rune reading is.
Yes.
Well, a rune actually stems from the Vikings and what it was back in the day. They would, a way to connect with spirit, they, you know, finding rocks, and anyone can make their own runes. They find, you get rocks from earth, and of course you must give back to earth when you take from earth. So, you know, this may sound a little gross to some people, but a lock of hair or spitting when you take from Pachamama, which is Mother Earth. And you carve one of the symbols that are, you can create your own symbols or you can utilize a guidebook. But what it is, it's Viking runes. And these symbols, you put them in a bag, and there's 25. Some people have more. Mine are 25. And you shuffle the runes, and they're just like oracle cards. You pull one out or you cast runes. You let them fall where they're going to fall. And then you read them, and whatever messages is meant to come out. For me personally, again, with runes, with all my tools, I got them for myself first to work them and to understand them and then utilize them with my clients. And for me, I just pull one rune out, or sometimes I'll do a three reading, or my favorite spread, which I do on all of my cards, all of my, is the Creating a Change spread, which, Michael, I think I did that one for you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's really what it is. It stems back, you know, for all of these, every tool, every metaphysical practice stems back to, you know, we don't even know. None of us really,
yeah.
really, truly know. Back to the beginning
yeah.
of time, whatever that was.
Right. Well, some of the listeners actually are going to have the opportunity to go ahead and call in just a little bit later. Our call-in number is 718-664-9364. Give a call if you have a question for David. You can go ahead and send some energy over the phone. But I want to give, again, a big thank you to Barbara Dixon, special guest, I can't say because it's a secret, Kelly Hughes Whitney, Linda Lively Johnson, Mara Ben, Stephen McGraw, and Tiffany Green, and a whole swack load of brand new guests. So thank you for tuning in. Vic, this man has an innate ability of picking up things. I told you this, that I haven't even told Steve. David picked up stuff on me. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah, you have said that. Yeah, Michael had David when he had the opportunity to have that conversation with you. He definitely, well, first of all, he was very, very excited, but he was also excited for the fact that some of whatever it was conversation that you had, Michael Kay was just so amazed and just so happy that you were also just right on point with it. And something that I also have been thinking about, we've been having this conversation, when Michael Kay asked the question about people that are in terms of different religious reasons why, you know, that they may not be able to have the opportunity or would not be interested in, you know, having a reading or something of that sort. And Michael Kay and David, I was sitting here thinking that I think somewhat that attitude is actually changing a little bit. I can't think of the gentleman's name, but I'm sure all of our listeners and fans and guests who are listening have seen him on television where he does readings. And I know you guys know who I'm talking about. I don't know if he's on the Life Channel or Bravo, but he's on one of those stations where he does sort of readings and also talks to people. But I'm saying that to say is that many of you know that something like that to be on an American television was just really, really taboo. I mean, you would never have something like that on television. So I'm saying that to say is that I do think that some of those attitudes and those fears are actually changing in this country.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, with religion, I mean, my belief is it all – it is all one. It is all one. We all believe in, whether it be universe, God, Buddha, Allah, it is all spirit. And that spirit is within all of us. And, you know, I grew up Catholic. I was an altar boy. I mean, I first wanted to be a priest. That was what I wanted to be when I grew up. And it was really because of the connection with spirit and knowing that connection was within. And cards, you know, like Michael and I were saying, they're a tool to help guide. And I get a lot of, I'll call them on this radio show, first-timers. First-timers mm-hmm. and with readings. And after that reading, with how I read, there are many different readers out there. Yet I'm grateful and I acknowledge that I bring in the coaching within it, and I don't make it so witchy-woo, if you will.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's definitely my coaching practice, my reading practice, my medium, all of that. It's about being in a safe environment. So,
yeah. With that, David, let's let everybody know I got a backload full of callers here. So I'm going to take a caller on the line, area code 630. Welcome to the Home of Victoria. Can I have your first name and where you're calling from?
This is Debbie Tibbles.
Debbie Tibbles!
Uh-huh. Hello, Debbie
yes.
Tibbles. Welcome to the show.
This is Debbie Tibbles, and I'm calling from Escanaba in Michigan.
Welcome.
Hi, Debbie.
Miss you, honey.
Hello.
So,
hello,
Debbie,
darling. How are you?
Debbie, I know that the two of you actually probably know each other, and I think Michael K did that as a sort of a surprise to David. But Debbie, tell us your experience with David, because many of our listeners may remember Debbie that you too have been on At Home with Victoria talking about your book and also Ollie's Train. So tell just kind of give us your thoughts about David Beck.
Well, David Beck is a light in a world that, as we know, is often portrayed by the media as kind of dark and you know, frenetic and all of that. And David came into my life, well, you know, like a train, right on time. I came to know of David through a mutual friend who said that I was in a very bad place at the time, and I knew there was things that I needed to sort out for myself. You know, David talked about how, you know, if we are going to love our fellow man, love other people, and be a good person in this world, we can't do that until we really get to grips with what's going on with ourselves deep down inside. And I was struggling big time. And so I met David, and I signed up with David for some life coaching. And the first time that I heard him, because I had the phone number passed to me, so I called the number, and the moment that I heard David speak on the phone, I can't really describe it. I just knew that he was the person that was going to be able to help me. And it proved true, because we had almost a year of life coaching, and he had these awful, awful homework assignments that he had you do, which are bloody awful, because you have to go really deep into your soul to really understand what is really going on with you. And David has this uncanny ability, this beautiful light that he has, that allows you to do just that. And I found myself sharing with him through his intuitive senses, for want of a better way of describing it, of allowing myself to really open up to him. And he allowed me to see my own light. In truth, he allowed me to see my own light. And I have to tell you, it wasn't easy. It was actually tough. Like I say, these homework assignments that he gives you are bloody awful. Yet at the
That's
same time,
David.
Yeah. Hello, David.
Oh, she cussed me out quite a bit.
Yes, I'm actually minding my P's and Q's here, because yes, it was very colourful, our conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Very colourful. it's wonderful to talk to you, David, again, because I miss you dearly. He really does. David has this amazing ability, and I think a lot of it is because he himself has been through some unbelievable challenges in his life, stemming from his childhood. Yes, and I relate to that also because I had experiences that were similar myself. And so we were able to connect on a level that was spiritual, was honest, was real. He allows you to speak your truth is what David does.
That's wonderful.
And yeah.
Michael?
Thank you. Any questions for David, Debbie?
Well, oh my gosh, when else am I going to see you? It's really naughty of me. It's an opportunity to just say, when am I going to see you? I do miss you, David. I think if I have a question, I don't think it would be more of a question. I think it would be more of a statement of, here is somebody that really does need to be out there. Because unless you have actually worked with David and understand the power that he has in reaching in and allowing you to see your light. And it's such a selfless act. This is not, this is not David shining the light on himself. He's betraying his own light onto your own and allows you to go out. There's so many wonderful things that have happened to me because of David. I just want to share, if I may, something that David asked me to do. He said, Deb, he said, I want you to create a vision board. I want you to put on this board everything that you see, even if it doesn't make sense. I want you to do this. And I said, okay. So, I put on this board, first of all, I put down the amount of words that make up my book. The second thing that I put was the engine of my son, that is named after my son. And I also had a picture of Oprah. And he said to me, okay, now why Oprah? And I said, I don't know. I just have this feeling that somehow there's going to be a connection with all of this. And at the time, my book was not published. It was still in a journal form. At the time, I did not know anybody at Halfway Productions. At the time, all I knew was that this was very important. And I didn't put anything else up on this board. Well, then a year later, my book got published. I was also on Oprah Radio. And I also had an interview for a television show on the Oprah television show. So David is very intuitive on many levels. And when he talks about trusting in the light and the belief of who we are and these feelings that come to us, those aha moments that you get. And and a lot of us, I think, we like put that on the back bench. We put it away and we don't acknowledge it. And David is all about acknowledging who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he taught me. And I take those lessons every day. And I share my philosophy, which really is David's through me.
Well, David, I'll tell you something. You're going to have a lot of people calling you because if that energy was able to help Debbie get on Harper and Oprah, that phone's going to be ringing off the hook, I'm telling you now.
Yay, bring it. Bring it on. Debbie, thanks so much for calling in tonight. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Debbie.
Oh, you are welcome, Michael.
Thank you,
David. I miss you. I will talk to you guys soon.
Okay.
You got it. Take care, honey. Wow. I've still got a lot of callers, actually, in the callers. Let's just take one more caller. Area code 302. You're live in at home with Victoria. Can I have your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, it's Kelly. I'm calling from Middletown, Delaware.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi,
how
Kelly.
Are you?
I'm great.
Hi, Kelly.
How are you?
Thanks for calling in. You've got a question or comment for David?
I want to be on Oprah.
I told you, David.
You want to be
on Oprah? I spoke with David a month or so ago, and I have to say, so intuitive, so wonderful to speak with him, and you know, from our conversation and from what I've learned about myself, I'm actually making a big change right now. And
wow.
It's just wonderful. And I don't know, David, I'm sure you don't remember me, but.
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do.
Uh-huh. And
yeah.
I actually just pulled a card for you. So.
Oh, my God.
You
want
to know what it is?
Yes.
Really, what I want to say, the message that I'm getting for you is this is a time of, and if I can recall, I believe that you may have got this card before. You'll have to listen to the audio. It's the Harmony card. And
uh-huh.
really, it's about looking into your soul, seeing the gifts that are all around you, embracing the gifts that you are. And really, this is the time of learning and embracing the love to yourself as so you can love another and create that harmony. That harmony is going to happen for you, yet it's your opportunity is now. And I believe that's all being created. Am I correct in that?
Yes. Yes,
yeah,
it
it's more
wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, wow. So incredible. So incredible.
So,
Kelly,
thanks for
calling in.
Keep
and
doing
I
what
really
you're
appreciate
doing.
It, honey.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Kelly. Thanks, Kelly.
Take care.
And again, for those of you that are joining us, we have intuitive life coach David Beck. He's also a radio host himself, a show host. So, David, beyond this point, when we're finished with our conversation, if many of my fans and listeners of At Home with Victoria are interested in listening to you, tell us how we can find you on the radio.
Well, they can actually. My radio show's actually on hiatus, but my past shows are up there. I'm on Blog Talk, and they can actually find my Blog Talk site through my website, evolutionthenextlevel.com. And the radio show will be happening again. Just taking a little hiatus from it and
sure.
working on the book and all of that. So
well,
fantastic.
Michael Kay and I certainly know about the. Taking a hiatus, although I don't think we've ever taken one. I keep them pretty busy. Wouldn't you say
yeah,
so, Michael Kane? Okay.
We're busy for the next few months, absolutely. Let's go
and
back to the phone
line. And that's awesome. What?
Let's go back to the phone lines. Area code 615. You're live in Homeless Victoria. Can I have your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Is it me, Marilyn?
Hey, Marilyn.
Hey. Hi,
well,
Donna.
I have
hello.
A question
for David.
For David.
All right.
Hello, Marilyn.
Hi, David. I'm Michael's friend, and everybody in here is friend. But
Victoria.
Anyway, and Victoria, Linda, grew up with Linda, and Barbara Dixon. We've been friends for many years. Anyway, my question is, I love to just sit and play on Facebook, and suddenly it seems that all these I'm connecting people just by a few clicks of the keyboard, and these wonderful things are happening to friends of mine through connections to Michael, Victoria, whatever. But and it is that am I going to keep doing or that, or am I going to be allowed to retire? Promoting.
So let me get
come on, David, give us something good. We need her. We need her.
What? Let's grasp this opportunity. Let's get a little specific. What is it you're wanting to know?
I want to know, is God going to continue using me to connect these people to wonderful things in their lives, including Buttons Dixon, Shelley Rand, many people, Michael can tell you, or am I going to be allowed to retire? Can I
okay.
just give up?
So let me go right into it. What I'm getting, before I even pull a card, there's a little bit of inconsistency that I'm hearing. I'm hearing that you love connecting these people, yes?
Yes.
Am I hearing
yes.
that correctly?
Yes.
Okay, great. And I'm also hearing you want to retire. Yet, what
yes.
do you want to retire from? Does the retirement have to do with all of these connecting people?
Good question.
Yeah, maybe leaving Facebook.
And yet, what a great, and
but
yet
I
what I've heard
you.
Earlier is Facebook created this unity. It helped you. So what I'm also
yeah.
getting right now is maybe it's about maybe it's not about leaving Facebook. Maybe and this is, you know, your choice. It's about creating boundaries for yourself, creating a timeline. Okay, I don't need to be on Facebook so much right now. You know, beyond there a little bit. But I also am getting that there's something else that you love to do that you put on the back burner. That that I'm hearing the excuse of I don't have time for that getting in the way. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Good point.
Basically, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Great. And the I don't have time. Well, sure you do. You're on Facebook, girl. So just create that that priority. Now I pulled a card for you, and it does comes back to us. Am I a priority? What is it that I want to be doing? What is stopping me? And, you know, I'll tell you right away, what's stopping you from creating what it is you want to do is you. It is that fear of, am I going to be good enough? Are people going to love me? Are they going to like me? Which that's just fear, you know, coming in. It's do what you love to do and magic is going to happen. And
well,
right away,
I love that connecting. I love the connecting.
Yes. And let me tell you, I pulled the new beginnings card for you. And this is of a woman standing on top of the world, and there's a door behind her. And it has the number zero. And the number zero is God is working through you. God is speaking through you. Spirit is speaking through you. Spirit is working through you. And it's the new beginnings card. So isn't it fascinating that here you connect people to one another, and it's almost like you're the medium. You are what I call an earth angel. You are that divine source that brings people together, and you are the one that connects. Why would you want to stop that?
Yeah.
And yet... And it's looking into that, go deeper with that. Where can you utilize this skill and make this and build on this skill? Does this make sense?
Oh, this
to you?
All makes sense to me. And I think some of the fear is not. It's kind of like I've said to Michael before. It's almost overwhelming to see all these wonderful things happen to these people, and I'm just sitting here fooling these keys on this. It seems like I'm not really.
You're
I don't even
like
know how to explain
what?
It. I'm so excited for all these people. I love to see it happen.
Right.
But
okay. So what I'm hearing. Let me stop you. Let me see if I can tap. I'm tapping in right now. It's like you're not getting enough. You're not getting the validation. I'm just sitting here and I'm not really doing what I want to be doing. Right.
No, that's not it. I don't really feel, I wonder why God picked me to do this. I don't really feel worthy to see all these wonderful things happen.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because I really don't want
to
be the validation. I don't want
to I don't feel worthy.
I just want to sit here and play on this computer.
So
I think
really
I'm kind
it's
of
about
overwhelmed with all the wonderful things that are happening. I think that's what it is I've sat here and just life going on, and then suddenly I see all these wonderful things happening.
To others.
Also the things that are happening, and everybody, I just want to interject one thing in here too. And David, I think I know just a little bit also about what she's talking about. So Marilyn Bennett was able to connect with Michael Kay, and then she's just been so wonderful to us. So she's been helping us connect with folks in Tennessee and in the music industry. So as a result of her. Michael Kay has been able to make all these wonderful connections with people in music and basically put people together to actually help each other. So I guess I kind of feel that Marilyn is kind of like that I'm doing all this, and all I'm doing is sitting here at my computer. How can all this just happen with me sitting on Facebook and on a computer?
And she doesn't feel worthy of it.
Yeah, I understand how you feel. Yeah.
This is key for you, Marilyn. It's really about acknowledging yourself. You said something very key, and I love that it got there that quick. I don't feel worthy. Girl, you are worthy because otherwise it wouldn't be happening. And what I love is the internet is such an amazing tool. It's being able to connect people around the world. You know, Facebook. Thank God for Facebook. Otherwise, I wouldn't be on this show right now. You know, talking with y'all because of Michael. Facebook. I did a TV show in New York City, and it's because of Facebook. I met a very dear, close friend of mine who I love very dearly because of Facebook. And so it really is about acknowledging those gifts that are being presented to you and acknowledging your part in what you are doing. And really patting yourself on the back a little bit more.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I kind of feel like, you know, David and Michael, I just kind of feel like Marilyn isn't acknowledging, you know, what she's actually done. And sometimes too, I think people, and David, you may be able to speak to this, but sometimes too, I think social networking, people can say negative things about it, like it's, you know, I don't want to say the devil, but you know, it's that mm-hmm. it's not that important in terms of a tool that can be used to do all this wonderful work that Marilyn has been able to do so far through At Home with Victoria, through Michael and myself. So I think also she may be having a bit of a problem, you know, thinking that, you know, just by her being able to sit down on the computer that she's able to do this, and the sort of taboo-ness to some people of a place like Facebook to go and do that sort of stuff.
Well, and, you know,
and you're so good at Maryland, so.
And there's no I in team. It takes a community. It takes that unity to create this magic, you know, for this radio show to be a success that it is. It's not just one person. It's everybody. And also, here's where fear is going to play in. Fear is going to come in and play in. Yeah, but I'm not getting what I'm expecting. I'm not getting what I want. So then it gets, you know, when we get to that place of, well, everyone else is getting and I'm not. Well, we get to acknowledge what it is we're doing. But then also, where is it that we have this silent expectation? What is it that you are wanting? And are you willing to ask for it? Because we're not all mind readers. I mean, some people are, yet we're not all mind readers. So here, you know, we're wanting something and we're wanting something and we keep getting disappointed because we're not getting what it is we want. Well, I'd say 9 times out of 10, you haven't asked for it. Nine times out of ten, we haven't been able to.
I don't want responsibility, and I feel responsible. I think that's a lie.
Okay, there you go.
Like Michael said, you are so hard to thank. See, I don't feel like I've done anything to be – I don't think of it that way. It's like Linda saying, do you feel like you're on the back seat? Oh, I'm not even like that, am I, Michael? Ask Barbara. I mean, I have no jealousy in me. I have no big dreams and desires of – I don't give a hoot, you know, but I guess I'm feeling, I don't know, just kind of overwhelmed at it all.
I'm so happy for Buttons and Shelly.
I mean,
just go ahead and interject here for a second. I'm so sorry to cut you off, Mar, but just for me to you, you have to pat yourself on the back. No one else can really do it hard enough for you. We thank you so much and value so much you here at Home with Victoria, and just as a personal friend, Mar, but... honest to God, you got to pat yourself on the back because I'm pretty proud of you, and so are a lot of people. So just take that to heart and know that we love you. And God, thanks for calling in, doll. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much, David.
You are so welcome.
We appreciate it.
I'll be thinking. All righty. Bye-bye.
Take care, honey.
Michael, you put it beautifully. No one can pat yourself that hard on the back. We've got to be willing to acknowledge what we do and how we're doing it. And that, and I'll say, not in an ego way, yet just an acknowledgement.
No, just an appreciation.
Saying, look at the gift that I am. Look at this skill. Look at the passion that I'm bringing forth. And how can I do this more?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
David and Vic, I'm going to just turn around, take one more call, calling from area code 403. Welcome to At Home with Victoria. You're live. Can I have your name and where you're calling from?
Hello, it's Michelle. I'm calling from Lethbridge, Alberta.
Welcome, Michelle.
Canada.
Hi, this is my sister.
Hello,
you guys.
Oh, yay!
Hello, I couldn't give up a chance to have a reading. I'm so excited. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. Do you have a question for David?
A question? Just around career, I guess, if I'm on the right path, and will it turn full time soon?
Okay, I'm being called to do two things. I'm gonna pull a rune, and then I'm as well gonna pull a card just to see. Okay. The card is obstacles and challenges, and what this really is about, it's about taking that next step, that leap of faith. In this card, I'm seeing a bird, and I'm seeing the wings fly, and it's kind of like jumping off a diving board, yet on the other side there's that other plank. So it's about jumping from one plank to another and not being afraid of jumping into the water. But also I'm getting a little bit I want to say there's a little bit of forgiveness work to be done. I'm getting. Has there been a challenge in a relationship recently?
I've got two jobs right now, and I'm trying to transition out of one. And I think the one I'm trying to leave. Yeah, I've got some.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Great. Let me stop you. The rune is about constraint. I want to say, you know, where are you feeling? Where are you not letting your light shine, girl? Where do you feel in chains? And you're gonna, when you take that leap of faith, obstacles and challenges are gonna come in the way. That's just how life works. Yet these obstacles and challenges are the opportunities to show you exactly what it is that you get to do. You're gonna be able to move them with ease. But really, it's about being in your passion, because there's a red circle in the card, and so it's mm-hmm. it's about getting out of your comfort zone of what you know and getting in and really living from your passion. Does this make sense to you?
That makes a lot of sense. That's very interesting.
And, you know, I'm not seeing you hold that job very long, the one where the constraint is, and yet the choice is yours. The choice is yours to say and really embrace the gift that you have within you, that courage, and to believe enough in yourself and enough in your gifts and your intuition mm-hmm. and your psychic abilities, and follow that voice within. Follow that spirit voice, and 'cause you're here to help others. You're here to inspire, and putting yourself in the constraints by staying where it is you're staying is not allowing you to do this. And also, when I see the water, it is about forgiveness. And so, you know, maybe you're saying, why did I stay there so long? Why am I doing this? I don't know exactly yet. When I see water, it really is about forgiveness of yourself, and first and foremost, and then forgiveness of others.
Yeah,
so
that makes a lot of sense.
Does that work for you?
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, Sis, for calling in.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. You guys have a great night.
Thank you. You're
welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you Sunday. Wow, you have no idea how right on you are, David. So good.
Yeah, I never know. I mean, yes, I do, and yes, I don't.
Cool. We've only got a few more minutes. Vic, any questions for David? This has been a fantastic hour. Sorry we're keeping you so long, David.
No, you know, I have no questions. I'm just very happy that that some of our fans and listeners were able to call in, as well as your sister, and for David to talk to them and utilize his thoughts and his information. So I would like for David, though, to tell us, because I've gotten a couple of emails. I neglected to mention, David, as the show goes on, people that necessarily don't want to be on the air will email me questions, and I do have an email where folks are asking where they are able to buy your book.
They can buy my book through my website. And right now it's on sale for $13.95, and the website's evolutionthenextlevel.com. And there they can get readings, they can get coaching packages, things of that nature, and find out where I'm at. I'm going to be in New Jersey for psychic fairs in April and doing a workshop called Evolution of Your Success. So that's going to be April 10th. So all of that info will be on my website.
Wonderful.
Great. And on mine.
Mm-hmm. And videos,
David,
and all
I can't thank you enough. I can't thank you enough for going ahead and taking the time out, buddy. You've become a great friend to me, and I just I'm proud to call you friend. You are truly a light and a vision, and we thank you for it.
Thank you so much for having me. It was an honor. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And again, just
you have
to
a great night,
let,
buddy.
Thank you.
Just to let
thank
everyone
you,
know, that was thank you so much. That was David Beck, an intuitive life coach. And also the author of Conversations of Success, who joined us tonight on the show. And certainly I can tell he gave some useful information to some of our callers, and also I just hope some you know, good tips and useful information to all of us who were listening to the show tonight. And a special thank you to Michael's sister, who called in, as well as Marilyn Bennett, who I just thank the world of, who called in. And also Kelly and Debbie Tibble is a really good friend and fan of At Home with Victoria as well, who called in. Michael, I know we've only got a couple more seconds, so I don't want you to get out of here to and not talk about this big event that you have coming up Monday, because you're covering something on the red carpet for At Home with Victoria. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. On Monday the 21st, I'm going to be covering the second annual Indie Soap Awards in New York City, and it's a very big event. Our Steve Silverman is there. Him and his pretty group are up for 7 awards, so I'll be on the red carpet standing right next to our friend Erin Brown, which I can't wait to go ahead and be interviewed by her and interview her as well. But looking forward to that. And I just want to go ahead and make mention, past guest Dana Herbert and his wife Tesha, proud to say they gave birth to a lovely baby girl today around 5 o'clock. Ciani Rose Herbert. It was 8 pounds 12 and a half ounces.
Ooh, my goodness.
It was a big little baby, I'm telling
big
you.
Big baby,
absolutely.
My goodness. Now, also, Shelley Rand had a very successful CD launch in J. Qualls, Mavic Cake, so we want to thank them. And also, again, Marilyn Bennett for helping us make that happen, and she was there at the event. So that was also very cool. And I know we're going to end the show with Buttons. So tell us what's the deal with Buttons, Michael. She's got her CD release coming out soon, right?
Yeah, it's going to be tomorrow, actually, coming out on cdbaby.com/ButtonsDixon, or Buttons the Entertainer. You can find them on Facebook or MySpace. But Barbara's in the chat room. I want to give a great shout-out to everybody in the chat room. Of course, now the static goes because it's the end of the show. So
right.
Hi to Barbara Dixon, Debbie Tibbles, guest 28200, guest 29880, guest 31845, guest 32416, Kelly Hughes-Whitney, thanks for calling in. Linda Lively, another great job in chat. Mar Ben, my personal friend, I'm going to pat you on the back until I, you know, you think this lodges from you. My sister Michelle, Stephen in the bedroom, and Tiffany Green, love you guys so very much. So, yeah, Vic, you have a great night. This is Buttons Dixon, and with Move Your Feet.
Throw your hands up, throw your hands up, throw your hands up. One space music.